That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Ben Withers was called in to try to locate Zenora and her brother, who disappeared along with over $800 in circus funds. As we look in on the circus grounds tonight, we find Lum and Squire in the office wagon discussing the matter. Listen.
I wish we'd hurry up and hear something from Ben about how he's coming out on this robbery case.
Well, I don't know, Lum, but if I was you, I wouldn't count too much on Ben Withers. You might have a pretty long way.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Squire. He said he was going right to work on him.
Yes, well, with Ben Withers, that can take an awful long time, Lum. The way that man procrastinates, Zenora and her brother can be clear out of the country.
Yeah, well, how's that? The way Ben what?
Fools around, puts things off, delays things.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, Ben ain't the only one working on it. He notified the sheriff, and he's helping him.
Well, I'm certainly relieved to hear that. In any event, Lum, they're going to have to hop to it if they expect to catch them. They've already had a day's head start on them, as it is.
Yeah, grannies, I still can't hardly believe it. Just don't seem possible.
Well, you know, all along, Lum, I thought Zenora and her brother were the ones that were taking the money. I hate to say I told you so, but that is the truth.
Yeah, I know it. I never would have believed it. Nice as I was to her, and her slipping around behind my back and stealing me blind.
Yeah, she certainly had the wool pulled over your eyes, all right, Lum.
Yeah, I'm beginning to believe she was just making out like she was in love with me just to throw me off in the track.
Oh, yes, indeed. She more likely had that in mind when she joined up with the circus, even.
Yeah, I reckon if I'd had any sense at all, I'd have known it.
Oh, she was a smooth little article, all right. A designing woman like that is dangerous.
You're telling me. Just a good thing they left out of here when they did. I never would have speeched her.
Well, sir, you know, it's funny to me, Lum, that they could disappear this way. Now, if the sheriff sent out all the wires that he said he did, it looks like somebody would have picked them up someplace by now.
You know, anybody that's smart enough to trick me that way is going to be awful hard to catch, I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, there's no telling where they are but now.
Well, they might be back after them horses. I'm having them watched day and night.
Well, I don't know, Lum, but I don't believe they'd take that risk. I don't believe we need to look for them ever to come back here.
How she could set up and tell me what understanding eyes I had and say all them nice things about me, knowing all the time she was stealing behind my back. That's just more than I can figure out.
Well, I figure it was her brother that did the actual stealing, Mom. See, her part of the game was to learn the combination to the safe. Now, that's what I think.
Yeah, I can see now. She was in here one night when I was putting up the receipts for the day and seen me open the safe. I hate to admit this, but I believe I even explained to her how the thing worked.
So?
Showed her the combination.
Well, right there is where you made the biggest mistake of your life.
Yeah, I know it, but this is a poor time to be telling me.
Well, I knew the minute I saw that Zenora that she was dynamite. What?
Grannies, the way she'd turn them big brown eyes up at me, sympathizing with me over the money being stolen.
Oh, she had a soul full of.
Saying she wished she could help me find it. How she could do it, I don't see. And the funny part of the whole thing is, the money she was stealing right along was the money I was aiming on spending on her.
Yeah. Yes, that's too bad. Too bad.
I doubt if I'll ever be able to look at another horse as long as I live.
Well, don't brood about it, Lum. You know we ought to make some money here in this town. I had a good turnout today, considering the weather.
Yeah, I just counted up a while ago. We taken in nearly $300.
Yes, I believe it's going to be a good town for us, Lum. I'm glad we came over here.
Oh, yeah. Warren's a right lively little town.
Good farming section, yes. Where you find business conditions good, why, it's usually a good show town, you know. Wish I had me a high pitch going right now.
Say, if we're going to go over town there to get something to eat, we better get started. It's might not bedtime now.
Yes, it is. Getting late, yeah.
You said talking about that money being stolen, we'll sit here all night.
Do you think the money would be all right there in the safe, Lum, without somebody here in the wagon to watch it?
Oh, I think so. Ain't nobody bothered nothing since Zenora and her brother left. I don't know where Abner's at. I ain't saw him since the show let out.
Well, I saw him and Cedric together right after the show. I guess they must have gone uptown, too.
Well, I'll turn this lamp down. Go ahead, Squire. Mind out about them steps.
Yes, sir.
I might not have broke my neck last night trying to go down them things in the dark.
Yes, sir. A little steep. And be sure you lock that door good now, Lum.
Yeah, if I can find them keys. Yeah, here they are.
Yeah, it's still cloudy. Wouldn't be a bit surprised to see it rain tomorrow. Yeah, come on, Lum.
Yeah. This is sort of the wet season of the year, you know.
Yes, I want to get Cedric to patch that hole in your hand in the morning.
Yeah, I noticed that today.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. Hey, they're gone now, Cedric. Here, wake up, Cedric.
Mom?
Wake up. They're gone.
Oh, who's gone? What's the matter? What's
be quiet. Lum and Squire, they just now left, went uptown. Come on out from under the wagon.
Oh, I reckon I must have dropped off to sleep.
Well, you were snoring there like a buzzsaw. I was scared to death they'd hear you. I noticed I tried to wake you up, you'd more likely holler than they would hear you showing up. Come on now, we gotta hurry.
Yes, Mom, I'm coming.
Keep mind out, watch these steps now. When I open this door, would you slip inside right quick? Don't want nobody to see us.
Wait a minute, I forgot and left the money under the wagon.
Well, for goodness sakes, get under there and get it quick, Cedric.
Don't know if I can find it without no light.
Well, don't strike no match under there now. There ain't no telling who's watching.
No, Mama. I'll use my flashlight.
Cedric, you don't need no light at all. Just feel around under there till you find it.
Well, here it is.
Don't talk so loud, Cedric. You'll wake up the whole circus.
I got it.
I just hope Lum and Squire don't decide to come back for nothing. Come on, get in there. Hurry.
Yes, Mama. Yeah, I still believe we ought to let this over there in my tent.
No, I want to get it all together. And this is the safest place for it. It's the last place in the world Lum would think to look for it's right here in his own room.
If he ever finds out you're the one that's been getting it, Mr. Abner, it's going to be just too bad for you.
Well, he ain't going to find out if you'll keep your mouth shut. Me and you are the only ones that knows it, and I know I ain't going to tell him.
No, Mom, that'd be silly.
He still thinks it was Lenore and her brother that stole it. I could hear him and Squire talking up here in the wagon a while ago, just going on about him.
Oh, I'd be shamed to death if I was you, Mr. Abner, laying that off down to them.
Well, Cedric, I never said it was him. I can't help what Lum thinks.
You was the one that caused her and her brother to leave the circus, though.
You just hush up now, Cedric. Can't tell who might be listening. You just do as I tell you now.
Well, I wished I never had nothing to do with it. That's what I wish.
Well, I bought you that new baseball suit for helping me. And besides, it's too late for you to back out now, so don't talk that away.
Well, if I keep my mouth shut right good, will you buy me a new catcher's mitt, too?
Well, I'll study about it. This ain't no time to be talking about such as that. Here, let me have the money now. You sure it's all here, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I ain't touched it. That sack there is what you took the first night, and that's the second in there, and this one here's the one you had me steal out of the trunk the day you went with Mr. Lum and Mr. Squire when y'all went back over to Pine Ridge.
Old Lum was just worrying himself to death, wondering how anybody could have got in this wagon and it locked the way it was.
Well, it weren't no trouble to get in, for I had your keys.
Yeah.
But I had to watch my chances to slip in so nobody'd see me.
Yeah, you done a good job, Cedric.
Thank you, Mom.
And let's see now. Where can we hide this stuff here?
If I was you, I'd put it in the safe.
Well, I don't know the combinations to it no more. Lum had that changed the other day.
Oh.
He's the only one that knows it now. Let's see here. Where would be a good place to hide this stuff?
How about hiding it under the mattress there?
No. That'd be the first place anybody'd look for it. I don't want to have it in none of my belongings, no way. Let's look around there at old Lum's hand satchel. That might be a good... No, he might decide to take a trip or something. That wouldn't do.
Oh, I'll tell you a good place, Mr. Abner. Why don't you just put it in that little heating stove there? It's warm now, and you never do use it no more.
No, ain't no need to build a fire this time of year. That's a good idea, Cedric. No, that's the very place for it. Nobody ever think to look in a heating stove for money.
But if it turns off cold, you better be sure and recollect to take it out of there. Them bills would burn right up. They're paper, I think.
Yeah, I believe it might be myself. Well, I'm going to take it out and put it in the bank the first chance I get it. Won't be in there long. Yeah, I just set all three sacks right down in here. Cedric, if you ever tell this on me, I'll haint you the rest of your life.
Wait, Mr. Abner, be quiet.
What's the matter? What is it?
I hear somebody coming.
Oh, my goodness. Up here, Cedric. Crawl on the bed right quick.
Oh, yes, Mom.
Here, I'll get in my bed and pull the shivers up and make out like I'm asleep. Hurry up. Get under there, Cedric.
Yeah, just as well, I reckon, Squire. Feller ain't got no business eating this time of night, no way.
No. Well, I'm glad we found out they closed before we walked all the way uptown there.
Yeah. Well, I do know. Look you there.
What is it?
Abner's sound asleep already. Dead tardy. Just look at that innocent face of his. It's a easy conscience that sleeps well.
Well, good night, Long.
Yeah. Good night, Squire.
Well, so that's where the money's been going. Now, just what is Abner up to?